everybody. Welcome to Trail Tidbits. Week number three, or week number four, heading into week number four of the high school football season. I'm Eric Kane, alongside Matt Ray here at VolQuest.com, where we talk Tennessee recruiting. We take a look at some Tennessee targets, Tennessee commits each and every week during the high school football season. And Matt Ray, we had a busy, busy weekend last weekend, obviously, going over to Charlotte, checking out Tennessee, just putting the beat down on NC State, man. What a dominant defensive performance that was. Fun to see. But on Friday night, you, me, and Austin Price, we were at three different locations checking out some of the best high school football in the state. Obviously, AP was checking out David Sanders and a couple other ones. You were checking out a quarterback for the 2026 class that everybody has come to know and love here in this Tennessee commitment. And I was checking out a couple of targets. First, let's go with you. What did you see from Faison Brandon a Friday night, and what did he have to say when you spoke to him after the game?
Yeah, I think, first of all, with Faison Brandon, you know, having covered several quarterbacks, you know, throughout the last few years here that have been really high-level signal callers for Tennessee at the high school level especially, I thought from Faison Brandon's standpoint, now obviously I never watched Nico in a game out in California, but I saw him in a lot of different settings. But, you know, to have the chance to watch Faison Brandon in a game, I thought the operation for him, the command of that offense, what he was able to do with the line of scrimmage for a high school junior was really impressive. You know, from a production standpoint, it was exactly what you would expect. 14 to 14. I don't know that you would exactly expect that, but 14 to 14, three touchdowns and you know, well over 200 yards passing, but showed his versatility with his legs, really deceiving runner, runs away from guys, you know, shiftier than he looks, good decision maker, eats up a lot of ground with big strides. I mean, I thought on that play right there, it's obviously gained some ground, but on that play right there, it was third down and 18. Wow. And I thought, well, he got nine and he got 16. you know, Faison Brandon's a playmaker, a guy that can do a lot of things. It's pretty easy to see why he was the top quarterback in the cycle for 2026 in the initial on 300 rankings. But then after the game, you know, and chatting with Faison Brandon, you know, it's been a little over a month since he committed to Tennessee. Obviously, other schools aren't going to go away, but he made it very clear, and it's something that we've known for a while, Eric, leading into this. It was Tennessee for months, and there was a reason he kept coming back to Tennessee. There was a reason, you know, that he was so high on the Vols, and, you know, has been really since they offered him last June, you know, in camp. So, you know, I think for Faison Brandon, there is a definite comfort level with his commitment to Josh Heupel's program. I expect him back in Knoxville multiple times this fall as he continues to try to help build this 2026 class.
So one of my favorite things about the highlights you shot right there, you saw him on the sideline with his teammates working on an iPad. And it's like, we've been able to see high school guys do this for years. You know,
yep.
You and I we're a bit on the elder side now, but I mean, I don't think we didn't have that when we played, but it wasn't long after. I mean, they've been using iPads for a while, and it's just now making its way to the college football sideline. So I think that's funny. Great stuff there from Faison, and I was over at Myers Park and seeing a pair of targets for the University of Tennessee. The first one, really, really good player that I got to get eyes on as soon as I got in the stadium. That is Rodney Dunham, and Rodney Dunham, when you're talking about where he kind of ranks up in the 26th class, according to the On3 industry rankings, he's top 50 prospect. You're looking at the 45th ranked prospect, sixth best edge, and one of the top five players in the state of North Carolina. Good size, Matt, and I saw him in person, 6'4", 215. And like most guys at that level, and again, he's only a junior, he's got the frame, and he'll need to add some more, and he'll put that weight on super easy. I mean, think about Caleb Herring, where he was, you know, at that point in time, and now he's over, what, 240? Still doesn't look like it, but he's over 240. Yeah, Dunham's got the frame and the build to put on some weight, but I thought he was explosive. I thought he was strong. A thing that I noticed with him, you know, when I was there, was he was playing special teams, and he was running down on kickoff, making tackles. He was personal protector on the punt team, and I asked him about it post game. He's like, I love special teams. I know that's a big reason why, you know, NFL scouts, you know, come to college games to see if you're playing special teams. And so I thought that was kind of unique as well. But for a player of that caliber at this level, I thought he wasn't overly dominant, had a sack, had a couple TFLs, had a forced fumble, was a part of the action there. But obviously a guy that Tennessee's in on is Rodney Dunham. Then we'll flip over to the offensive side of the football, and you see that guy making a catch right there, Brody Keefe. He loves him some Tennessee, man. I know you know that, Matt, and I can let you get your 2 cents on this here in a moment, but talking with him after the game, you see that long touchdown catch down the far sideline. You know, really, really good length and explosion there on that play. Good catch as well over the shoulder. He loves Tennessee staff. He says he talks to Tennessee staff probably more than anybody. He said that they're his guys. He's going to come down for the Alabama game. That was a touchdown that, you know, was overthrown, but I thought it was a really, really good route. That's why I wanted to put it up here. Said that he talks to the staff more. He said that Tennessee's probably his favorite team right now, and he talks to them probably more than anybody. Said he's going to be back for the Alabama game. He was in-house for the Duke's Mayo Classic. Said that he'll probably come down for another game at some point, but seems like Tennessee right now is the clear leader. And I think Tennessee's up there for Dunham as well, but clear leader for Brody Keefe at this stage in his recruitment.
Yeah, I think Tennessee's definitely in it for Brody, or in it for Rodney Dunham right now. Also doubles as a baseball prospect. You know, we'll see what happens there, but has some offers. You know, Tennessee's a school that he's definitely interested in. I know you touched some of that on the general's quarters. But, you know, with Brody Keefe, I do think Tennessee's done a really nice job with him. I think they're kind of setting the pace right now. Ohio State, NC State, several other, you know, top programs across the country are going to be involved with him, but Kelsey Pope has done a really good job with Brody Keefe so far.
Yep, good-looking prospect, and of course, he'll be in town for the Alabama game as well. I asked him Friday night who he was picking between Tennessee and NC State, and he said, psh, Tennessee, of course, who else, right? And he loves the comparisons of him and James Pierce from the same area, built kind of the same as well, and have a lot of the same traits, and you mentioned the baseball aspect. Big time prospect from the right side, can hit, you know, low 90s right now. And again, he's only a junior, so that's, you know, his velo is going to take a step up a little bit. And he will go over and spend some time with the baseball staff and program when he's in town for the Alabama game for sure. All right, so that's a little bit of what we saw in North Carolina, the Tar Heel State last weekend. On the way to North Carolina, Matt, you stopped and checked in with a current Tennessee commit.
Yeah, you know, it's always good to get by North Mecklenburg High School, see BFL Darryl Vereen, and then, you know, obviously spend some time with Charles House. You know, Charles House, we went out and saw him in February as Tennessee was really starting to push in that recruitment. He had made it to campus for a junior day, and the Vols were starting to really do a nice job there. Charles House is playing both sides of the football right now. I thought he looked at the best weight that I've seen him at since I've known him in this process. He looks at a really healthy weight. He's playing really confident. He's really starting to fine-tune some things for the next level. He, you know, talking about things in a different way, looking at things in a different way, and you'll hear some of that in the upcoming interview. He talks about different things representing Tennessee and those types of things, but really impressed, again, with Charles House, you know, during the time that I spent with him on Friday.
Yep, Charles House, of course, picked Tennessee over Alabama, picked Tennessee over Georgia. Might not be the highest-ranked recruit in the class, but a guy that this staff really, really covets and really, really loves. And here's the conversation with Matt that he held with Charles House Friday morning.
Another special guest here this week on Trail Tidbits as we are live at North Mecklenburg High School with Charles House, 4-star defensive line commit, committed to Tennessee in June. Charles, senior season's underway here at North Mecklenburg. Just kind of take me through the excitement to be back out there on the field and get going again.
The excitement is just crazy because, you know, I've been waiting all season, been working, and then, you know, I committed to Tennessee, so that's a plus. So, you know, I got to go out there and represent for the T. Can't go out there and doing half work. I go out there, put in 110%, you know, just going back out there my last year, got to create havoc on the line.
From year to year, you're a guy that's game has just continued to improve. Going into your senior year here, where do you feel like your game's improved the most?
My game improved the most is just overall, just going out there with more aggressiveness, working my hands more, just even be more faster or physical off the ball. And now I have to play both sides, so I got to be able to stay in the game more longevity. Got to stay in the whole time now and just do great on both sides of the ball.
Something new here at North Mecklenburg this year is new head coach.
Yep.
Darryl Vereen, former Tennessee Vol himself. You know, around here today in Tennessee Orange, you know, yep. Big supporter for you. What's it been like having him as a head coach, a guy that's, you know, been in your corner pretty much from day one?
Well, it's really not a big difference because he was the DC for the defense. So I've been working with him since then. And then now, since he's the head coach, he's just bringing everything that he was doing with the defense, the getting on us, the hard work and all that. Just now the whole team is able to do that and be accountable for it.
when you kind of talk about that hard nose, that accountability factor, that's something that you loved in Coach Garner at Tennessee right away. You had a chance to watch the UTC game in week one. We're recording this here on Friday ahead of the NC State game, but what did you see from that Tennessee defensive line in week one?
I just saw them getting in the backfield, creating havoc, and just working their hand movement and fast and physical off the ball.
As you get ready, you know, to continue through your senior season, you're also going to be on the road to Knoxville a good bit. Yep. You've got trips planned for Kent State, Florida, and the Alabama game. Mm-hmm. Take me through the excitement to get back over there as a commit, because that will be your first time back on campus since committing, right?
Yep.
So just kind of take me through that excitement. What are you excited about to get back over there?
It's just going to be exciting. You know, all the fans are going to know me now. And just being somewhere that I'm going to be playing next year and going crazy on the field and just watching my future teammates doing their thing. And my coaches is coaching them up. It's just going to be a great environment to be in now since I'm committed.
Absolutely. Now, as you work through this senior season, you're playing both sides of the ball. You've had kind of a tough start. You started 0-2 last week, tough loss, three-point loss on the road. Where does this team go? How do you lead this team to get them to where they want to be?
We just got to keep our heads straight and don't let this loss, like, hold us down going into the next game. And we got to go into the next game as a must-win game. We got to go and show our opponents that we're not to be played with just because we're 0-2. We got to go and strike fear into their heart.
Absolutely. I feel like you're a guy, kind of the way you, you know, discuss that going game by game. You're a guy that in your recruitment, you took things step by step. You never got, you know, head over heels about anything. We came over here, we saw you in February. You had just come off a visit to Tennessee. You felt good about Tennessee at the time. You came back for the spring game, wanted to see more. You saw more. You set your commitment date. Then you worked through those official visits in June. Kind of take me through that entire process for you, because it was Tennessee for a long time, but Alabama and Georgia gave you a lot to think about. How did you process those things there on that official visit?
Well, I just went to it as, like, see what every coach wanted from me and see how they was going to develop me as a player at each program. And then I just went down the list of the things I needed to see from each program. And I went on official visits, and they showed me what I needed to see, and then it came down to Tennessee being the best one.
What was it so much that stood out about Tennessee from the beginning and then ultimately allowed them to win out in the end?
It started really with Coach Garner, how he got offered to go to Auburn, and he stayed, and he just didn't leave. So that showed me that he's really committed to his players and the program, that he doesn't want to leave something that he started. And then, like, the development piece, like, they develop great defensive linemen. They go to the league, and from North Carolina, they get great players like James. He went there, he got developed, now he's a great player. So I just want to go and be a part of that.
As we sit here on Friday, this will air on Wednesday of next week, but go ahead and give me your prediction for the NC State game this week. What do you think? How does that one go for Tennessee? And then we'll see where you're at as we turn this loose next Wednesday.
I feel like Tennessee's going to come out with a win. It might be a tough win, but they're going to come up on top with the win.
You heard it here from 2025 four-star defensive line commitment, Charles House, here at North Mecklenburg High School. Charles, as always, we thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Good stuff there, Matt. Great conversation with Charles House. And obviously, anybody you talk to, they really, really love the kid, love his makeup, love his grind, both on and off the field. And so I think he's going to be one of those guys that's certainly a sleeper in this class and a guy that is going to play a lot of football early in his career, because you look at the turnover in this room. Good week last week in terms of getting out and seeing a lot of these prospects, a lot of these targets. Don't look now, you're kind of inching towards the midway point of the high school football season. What else do you have in store? Maybe not this weekend, but what else do you have in store in terms of your plans this high school football season, and where can we expect some Tennessee coaches out on the road here in the near future?
Yeah, so, you know, we'll still have continued coverage as we always do. You know, this week we'll probably have some more stuff on some current commitments in the 2025 class. And then obviously coming in this weekend, Leo Delaney is still expected to be in town for the Kent State game along with his family. That's a big visit for Tennessee. He sits right at the top of the offensive tackle board. So the Vols going to have a chance to play in front of him in Charlotte and then host him, you know, this weekend on Rocky Top. As far as where the Tennessee coaches are, we'll see. You know, I think as – you know, the evaluation period here kicks open and their opportunities to get on the road are a little bit more limited due to some of the, penalties that they face from the, you know, Jeremy Pruitt era. you know, they'll be a little bit more selective with where they get out to, but you know, I would expect Tennessee to alternate some guys on the road here the first couple of weeks and get out and see some of these commitments and some of these top targets in 2026.
Hey, real quick, out the door, you know, we kind of talk about this heading into UTC. You know, we're going to talk about this a lot heading into the Golden Flashes, the clashes with the Golden Flashes. Who are some of these young guys that you think, like AP's been like, Mike Matthews going to have 100 yards receiving, you know, in this game. And that's a good pick. He hasn't played yet, but this is a game he should play a lot. Who's kind of your pick to click, true freshman this year that you think can get a lot of run and that you're expecting to ball out Saturday's game, that I think we both are picking the balls to cover the 47.5?
Yeah, I think so. Mike Matthews is an easy pick, I think. I think Tennessee's going to get him some run on Saturday. You know, he's dealt with a hamstring. He went through warm-ups, a very intensive pregame warm-up for Mike Matthews on Saturday in Charlotte. You know, it was clear that he was feeling good. He was bouncing around. He looked like a healthy Mike Matthews that I've seen in the past multiple times. So I think, you know, you'll definitely see him get some run. Obviously, Boo Carter's been making plays, but from a true freshman standpoint, he's two games into being entrenched in the rotation. He's obviously going to get some run. How much run is he going to get? So I'm going to go with a guy like Peyton Lewis in this one, I think, that's going to make some plays against the Golden Flashes. Obviously, you're going to want to get Cam Seldon some work if he clears protocols. Seems like he probably should. Deshaun Bishop's continue to get some work. But you want to go into Oklahoma with a full arsenal, you know, those top three running backs if you can. So I think Peyton Lewis is going to have a chance to get a lot of work on Saturday and have his chance to shine.
Will it be 50-0 by halftime? We will find out. Tennessee and Kent State, FBS, ESPN's Power Football Index, ranked number 134th team. That is Kent State. I mean, I've been all over them this week. I should probably lay off a little bit. Scheduling like this is just, you know, abysmal for me. It's you know, is what it is, serves a purpose, and I'm ready to see those young guys play some and then on to Oklahoma. But we will have plenty of coverage of that through the game, during the game, after the game, and plenty more of Tennessee recruiting right here on Trail Tidbits every single Wednesday at volquest.com. Thanks so much.